Well, I have to admit it. It's a snowy day, but I did enjoy my drive in to Radio Entrepreneurs Studios in Natick, Mass. Thank you to MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM, for all you've done for Radio Entrepreneurs 2019. And thanks to everybody on the team. Our next guest, Nadia Nassif, founder and CEO of Springboards Consulting. Well, Springboards, so it's going to help leap me to the next level. Is that what it's all about?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about the name as well as what we got started, how we got started.
Great, tell me.
So we were talking earlier about culture and living in other countries, and I lived in Japan for about 2 years. That was right after college, and I really just wanted to explore what it was like to live and work in another culture. And I studied Japanese. BU has a great program for languages. And while I was there, conversationally, I was pretty strong. I'm extroverted. I can connect well with people. But it got to a point in my business, or my role there, rather, where I
reached a climax. I really couldn't go any further. Just communication-wise, connecting with others, there was something off, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And it wasn't until one of my colleagues, a sweet Japanese woman, and a couple of the people I was training, I was a business English instructor out there, pointed out subtle things, intonation, how I was speaking. Someone said I actually sounded masculine, which totally threw me for a loop. How do I sound like a man in this context? However,
that hadn't occurred to me so far.
Okay, well, that's good news. But certainly intonation is a really important part of how you connect with customers, how you show deference, how you soften your voice, and it's important for some audiences to feel comfortable. Subtle shifts like body language, taking notes, leaving, only waiting for my manager to leave the office first before I could leave, and that would be more respectful, etc. And I thought, wow, if I make these subtle shifts, let's see what happens. So I did make the subtle shifts, and it really revolutionized my world. I thought, oh my gosh, all this time I was completely unaware. And it wasn't apparent until someone gave me feedback in some individual coaching. So I ended up extending my stay there. When I came back to the U.S., I was put in a similar role, corporate ESL training, English as a second language. And when I had been encountering coaching scenarios in the corporate environment with multicultural individuals who work here, management consulting firms, healthcare, pharma, they were struggling with exactly the same things that I was struggling with in Japan. It wasn't vocabulary, it wasn't accent per se, it was those subtleties. Taking on a new team role, the differences in mentoring, communication, and supervisory skills for those under them, building trust with your voice in a remote phone setting, body language and presence. And I thought, there is nothing out there for this kind of need. There's cross-cultural awareness training, which is good. There's executive and leadership development programs. Great, bring it on, but it's mostly catered to...
It's piecemeal for the most part.
Right.
It's a little bit here, a little bit there. There's not really
exactly
a comprehensive, holistic program that brings all of it together.
Right, and marries to management, who should be accountable and aware on how to articulate and identify needs of multicultural individuals they manage,
right,
and also HR and the learning teams. Are they part of this? Is this a team effort? Because this is someone's future we're talking about. This is their career. It's not just their communication, but that's a lever to get them there. So that's really what inspired me to start Springboards, was we need a solution. It needs to be appropriate for people, the BCGs, the management consulting firms of the world, where people are coming from UC Berkeley, Harvard, MIT, and Stanford. They're not going to resonate with in an English language training instructor that may not share the credentials or the background and pedigree that they have.
So when did you start the firm?
2008, right before the recession hit. It was a very interesting time to begin.
Right. Why? Was it a weaker economy, or is it just what you were doing?
At that time, as you can imagine, in a professional services firm, a lot of companies were just really slashing their training budgets. And to start right before that was happening was kind of a risky time to begin. So I did have an initial client that I started working with that I stayed with throughout that whole recessionary period. And I think just starting small, but also getting outcomes and really focusing on the quality of your work is critical in kind of building up. And so, yeah, that's when I got started.
Is it just you, Nora? or her, do you have staff as well?
I have 17 coaches globally. So there's the East Coast, West Coast, Chicago, the DC, New York areas. We're looking at London. Well, we have a coach in London right now, and we're looking at the Asia regions because it's really driven by client needs. So we are growing.
So you spend a lot of your time in supervision and training yourself?
I do a lot of interviewing, onboarding, really just acclimating coaches to our process, because it's really, coaches are independent. They've been in their trades for years. They have their way, their autonomous approach to how they do things. And that's great. We don't deny that. We want that. That's important to match them well to the client needs. But there's a 7-step approach that Springboards has that we acclimate them to really manage for the quality and outcomes that the clients get.
Because you need some form of consistency.
Absolutely. And measurement.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it is hard to supervise people in those roles because you're not sitting in the sessions with them, correct?
That's right. Yeah, but there's a way to do it.
So there's a subjective review by two parties, either the client or the consultant.
There's actually a number of steps that we put in place to ensure quality and the outcome. So it's initially there's an assessment tool that's proprietary to Springboards that we developed, and it's based on the instructional systems design. And essentially we score, we have rating effectiveness scores for communication skills based on criteria that's co-developed and co-defined with the coachee and the coach. And of course we have a whole range of options we can present, but they have to own that. They have to own their own developmental goals. And the criteria is scored. There are interviews similar to how a year-end review and annual performance review is conducted, where you're pulling in feedback from the field. So we can't be in the field, to your point, but we can pull in members from the field that have a say and that have a stake in how well that person does. Those scores are average. They inform the performance and instructional objectives for what gets covered in the coaching. And then we do repeat that process in the end. So not only do you look at return on behavior, but you're really pulling in different members of the company to kind of peer in and champion and be part of the process. And people love it. It's exciting.
I mean, I may be wrong. It sounds like you've used a lot of developmental educational modeling to build what you're doing, and because you're not encumbered by, let's say, organizational and institutional politics, you're able to do what you think is best to sort of build the model.
That's right.
So there were two parts I sort of said to that to you.
That's right. There's the safety of we have no say in your performance review or your promotion. We're an outside neutral third party objective person that's dedicated to your growth in this particular developmental area, whether it's written communication, verbal, etc. So there's definitely safety there. And there's also, as we're working with management, we're working with learning, we don't share anything unless we get express permission from the individual we're coaching. And we share all that process up front with management and HR before we get started. And everyone's comfortable with that. They know why it's very important to do
it
that way.
I like what you're doing. It's very nice. We've been speaking with Nadia Nassif, founder of and CEO of Springboards Consulting. Nadia, if someone was looking for you or the organization, how would they find it?
Our website is the best location. It's constantly being refreshed with blog content, news information. It's springboards with an S, consulting.com. There's a lot of articles. We do a lot of publication and speaking opportunities. And I think staying in touch through our newsletter is the best way to get that information.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show. And
hopefully
we'll be seeing you in 2020 as well. Continued
Wonderful.
Success.
Thank you so much.
I remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm chairman of the board of Mage LLC. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back as soon as possible.